Anyone who is born in this country and you call yourself another whatever, hyphenation something, hyphenated something, you are crazy. Crazy as a Bessie bug. It is Open Line Friday. Get it off your chest day. Whatever's on your mind, express yourself.
You Tom like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but that's he's so a funny. Great alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot. Amazing.
What we call a spookalani.
Go drop dead.
It's good to hear from you. All black people on that promo. Joel, making that right now is new. I've not heard until today. It's amazing. Get involved by calling 888-77-JESSE, 888-775-3773. Kyle from Kentucky, call me back. I did not hang up on you. I wanted to hear the rest of your call. So call me back. I don't know what happened. I just heard the click and you were gone. Stream.me. Stream.me. Renaissance Man predicts Camilla and Booger get married. He takes her name. They become Harris-Booker. Because he would. They run together. Her president, him vice president. That's funny. And you don't know what the Democrats, they can do some weird stuff. You can't be a son or daughter of God. Anyone who votes for the Democrats and for the Democratic Party, you're evil. You're not a child of God. You need to wake up. The party is evil. The people pushing the party are evil. Just the way it is. Stephen out of Delaware. Hey, Stephen, get it off your chest, sir.
Hey, Jesse, good morning. How are you?
All is well. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Good.
One of your earlier callers that called in. The man that was talking about, he's Hispanic, came here at 13, and he went to New York, and the black people up there were racist to him. I think a bigger question, more relevant question, is as to what were those black people telling you that you thought they were racist? Because if I was to tell you, coming here at 13, and I'm black, that you need to turn yourself in and your parents for coming here illegally, does that make me racist?
I think the point that he was making is that they claim that black people can't be racist. And so in New York, he went to college there. He has all kind of friends, black, whites, yeah, and everything. But most of the hatred, because there's no such thing as racist, I say, come from black people.
I agree.
And he doesn't know what to say to them, how to deal with them, because whenever he tells them, if he tells them the truth, they get angry.
Right. But I think that there needs to be, especially with Hispanics, that there's this thing with, if you talk about immigration, that they immediately label you as racist.
Yeah,
so no matter
do.
What color yeah. you are, if you talk about immigration or if you talk about illegal alien or how they got here and inquire about it, then you're immediately labeled a racist. And as to all Americans, because I know a lot of black people can't stand this illegal immigration thing, and actually it works against black people, and the black people, I think, more and more are starting to see that.
That's why I want people to overcome words, man, because you're absolutely right. They got to overcome these words. Once you are born again of God, you are no longer affected by words. Somehow or another, he causes you to overcome words. And,
right.
And so we got to, in that fallen state, people are subject to words.
Absolutely. Now, I wanted to say something about Obama. What was her last name? Obama Harris. And Crazy Ass Booker.
Yes.
I think that is the worst thing to actually, you know what? For Republicans, that's the best thing that could ever happen for Republicans, the fact that they are
yes.
kind of nudging Kamala and nudging Crazy Eyes Booker.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, Cory Booker is all ego. For the Kavanaugh hearings, he had made this whole big spectacle, saying he was having a Spartacus moment. So he's all ego. He cares nothing about the people.
He proved that
in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're right. He proved in New Jersey he doesn't care about the people.
Absolutely. Crime has increased in New Jersey, and he's sitting down in D.C. having his Spartacus moment.
Yes.
And in regards to Kamala Harris, it's really good for Republicans for 2020, and especially for against Trump, because Kamala doesn't stand a chance with Trump, because we all know how Trump did in terms of the election. That's what got him into election, because of how he, you know, campaigned. It was new, it was fresh, and he called people out, and, you know, on their, you know, on their stuff and whatnot. But she's more of like an establishment person, like a Hillary, like a black Hillary. And people don't want to see that anymore. They're over it. And I listened to a lot of different perspectives from very conservative white perspectives to like very like outright black perspectives as well, so I can get like a idea of what people are talking about.
Yes.
The black people, the angry black people, the pro-black people don't even like Kamala Harris. Everything that I see in terms of content that's being put out in terms of what that perspective that comes from that perspective is they're saying that they don't want Kamala Harris because they're tired of being lied to.
But you know what's going to happen? The politicians and others, the media and others are going to be afraid to disagree with her, this stupid woman, Kamala Harris. They're going to be afraid to criticize her because she is a black female Democrat and liberal socialist, just an outright nasty, even woman. They're going to be afraid to criticize her and disagree because she is black, and they're not going to want any criticism being called racist and stuff like that. Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate it. Paul is a first-time caller out of California. Paul, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Thank you for holding. You're on the air, Paul.
Hey, how you doing, Jim?
All is well. So how are you?
Well, first-time caller, and I enjoy your show when I can get it on YouTube.
Right on.
Because I don't have... Yeah. But I just have one thing. You know, they want to abolish ICE. You know,
yeah,
and take the money away from them. Okay, I think somebody ought to speak up and say it's time for all the Democrats and all the Republicans cut their pay if they're going to do something like that. You know what I mean?
Fire them. The reason Democrats want to get rid of ICE is because they want all those mobs of illegal aliens coming in order to get the votes. And they don't want ICE or anyone to stop them. They want open borders, not because they care about the illegal aliens. We know they don't care about the American citizens, but it's for the votes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And something needs to happen, Paul. You're right.
Yes. Yeah, I think that somebody ought to speak up and start saying we need to cut their pay if they're going to act like this.
That's right.
You know, because they're making more than the military guys, and that's not fair. They're fighting for our country, and these guys are fighting against our country.
Absolutely.
It's just not right. And somebody's got to speak up for that. And
Paul,
I don't know who to talk to, but you now, because there's no other show on TV that lets people talk about it.
Yeah, they are afraid to. It's so bad how much fear is in our country from the people of God, supposed to be of God. They have fear, man. It's mind-blowing.
Yes. Yes, I mean, you know, I just got baptized, and I'm 64 years old. Come in 5 days or 6 days, and I just got baptized, and it's amazing.
Yeah,
you know, and you know, I don't know a whole lot.
Do you have fear, Paul?
Still...
Do you have fear?
No.
So,
no.
Paul, let me ask you this: Cory Booker announced that he's running for president. He's black, a Democrat. Kamala Harris announced she's running for president. She's black. And who do you think the black Democratic voters will vote for? Cory Booker or Kamala Harris?
I think it's going to be the Obama-Kamala Harris.
And why do you think that? Why do you believe
that? Because that's it's a new female, you know.
Amazing.
And just like Hillary, it was the same thing, you know. Oh, female, first female.
They're not going to care that she's evil. They're just going to vote for her because she's black and female and Democrat.
Right, right. Yeah, and they are evil. Like you say, yeah. They are evil.
They are evil. Look at this abortion thing. They're more than that.
Man, that is such, you know, I got another word for the F word is fire truck. Mad.
That's right. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. I got to run. I'm looking at the clock here. And this is the last hour. Facebook, Joseph says, Brooke Benton sing that. Which one of those songs, Brooke Benton? I've been singing so much. I forgot which one, Joseph, but thank you. And Caroline, hey, Caroline, on Twitter. And Sherry, hey, Sherry, on Facebook, want Justice to sing more. Thank you. Jealous Joel. What do you think about that, Joel?
She needs to stop lying.
And they do want me to say, I can, that boy can sing.